Tampak Beduk is Beduk Arts by using Waditra, namely many Beduks and beaten simultaneously, and it produced beautiful typical rhythm. Tampak Beduk only exists in Banten as characteristic of Banten's culture.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Di Babah Pintu. The song was composed by Ayah Ubin. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Di Babah Pintu also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders, similar to the song Di Babah Pintu. Well, listener, here is the song Di Babah Pintu by Liza Aulia.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, finally, let's join our dialogue with title Indonesia's Weather, Risk, and Realities, hosted by Steve with Ida Pramuwardani as Head of Weather Prediction and Early Warning, Meteorology and Climatology of Geophysics Agency of Indonesia, and also Gunawan Benjamin as Economist, Islamic University of North Sumatra.
And it was the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, recently, so many places in Indonesia is hit by heavy rain, and we see some unfortunate impacts like flood and also some other impacts. And we would like to see the outlook for the weather situation in Indonesia during this month, and also its impact on our economy. And joining with us through the Zoom connection is the Head of Weather Prediction and Early Warning from the Meteorology, Climatology, Geophysics Agency, Ibu Ida Pramuwardani, and also an economist, Gunawan Benjamin. Good morning, Bu Ida. Good morning, Pak Gunawan.
Good morning. Yeah.
Okay. And now I would like to start first from Ibu Ida. So, Ibu Ida would like to know the BMKG, how do you guys see the outlook for the weather during this March?
Yeah, we know that several areas still have rainy season right now, and some also experience a peak season of rainy season right now. So we also need to be aware of high extreme weather that will occur in several days. So the area that can have a possibility of a very heavy rainfall in a few days ahead, like Aceh, and then North Sumatra, and also small areas of Riau, part of West Sumatra, then South Sumatra, part of Lampung, part of Banten, West Java, Central Java, then a small area of East Java, part of West Kalimantan, then part of Central Kalimantan, small area of East Kalimantan, small area of South Sulawesi, and then also part of Nusa Tenggara Timur and Central as well as South Papua. So we should again be aware of the weather condition that could be happen, high extreme weather that could be happen in several days ahead in those area. So yeah, we still experience a rainfall season, so we need to aware of that.
Okay, and this extreme weather situation, I would like to know the factors causing that, and until when that the factor will be gone so that we will not have the extreme weather anymore with that.
Yeah, so actually we need to be aware all the year, because we are in a tropical region. There are several situations that makes frequency occurrence in Indonesia, such as because we are lies in the tropical region, so we have a high humidity, high temperature. That's why the possibility of rain clouds occur is more easy in Indonesia rather than other countries. So we need to be aware of that. And then because we also lies in the area between two big ocean and between two big continent, so the condition in those continent like Asia and also Australia continent, and the condition in Pacific Ocean as well as Indian Ocean also influence the weather condition in Indonesia. So it is very complex if we talk about the weather condition in Indonesia, because In this month, the majority of Indonesia region experience a rainfall season, but in the next month, not really next month, but the couple next month, will experience a dry condition. So the other hydrometeorological disaster, which is quite dry, can also be something that can damage Indonesia region. It can influence the possibility occurrence of forest fire and also drought. So it depends on the season, depend on the month, depend on the condition.
Okay, and also as you mentioned that it is complex, but the answer to that question you just mentioned is about the location, Indonesia being in the tropical area and in the middle of two big oceans. But I would like to know how much climate change play a role to into this extreme situation in Indonesia.
Yeah, if you talk about the climate change, we also need to aware of that, because it does not only induce or influence the extreme weather in Indonesia, but it also, if I could say, it is also influence or giving impact to the weather condition in other country, other region. So some literature say that the extreme weather due the global warming, the frequency is more frequent and the intensity is more intense. So we need also to take action of that condition. We need also aware of the weather and climate condition in especially in our country, because as I mentioned before, the global warming can induce more severe condition for extreme weather and more frequent.
Yes, and especially the media, also global community agree that we need to stop calling it a natural disaster, but just call it disaster, because, well, global warming, it's coming from human. Okay, yes. Thank you very much, Ibu Ida. Now I would like to move on to Pak Gunawan Benjamin. So, Pak Gunawan, as we know that in so many global communities too, we know that extreme weather caused a lot of damage towards the economy, especially right now. Indonesia has a lot of plans. We have the Dadantara, we have the Bonin Bank or the Gold Bank, and also so many economic policies that requires support from the micro, small and medium enterprises, but now they are affected by flood. How do you see this, Pak Gunawan?
Yeah. The biggest risk of extreme weather is damage to that not only triggers material losses, but also claims life. This loss material losses will generally be a burden of the victims. However, if the scale of the destruction is very large, it will disrupt the country's finances. Extreme weather will also disrupt the rate of distribution of goods and services. The price of a number of goods and services will become more expensive at the consumer level when the extreme weather occurs. However, at the producer level, extreme weather, some producers such as farmers or ranchers, this will generally be experienced by areas that are being hit by extreme weather. Even on a certain scale of damage that causes business access to expensive business losses and is difficult to repair, that weather has the potential to cause business actors to go bankrupt, which in the end, extreme weather has the potential to trigger an increase in the number of poor people or unemployment. The continued impact of extreme weather is reduction of daily economic activities, such as disruption to obtaining public facility services, disruption of access to the workplace, access to basic needs such as electricity, basic food needs, education, health, or a number of other daily needs.
Okay, and if we can see recently the floods not only in Greater Jakarta or Jabodetabek, there's also in Bandung and some other places across the country. How do you see, how badly are we, our economy affected by this right now, sir, that you see?
Economic activity also experience obstacles such as the rate of inflationary pressure, which has increased, weakening people's purchasing power due to unusual spending, loss of income due to extreme weather, decreased quality of life of the community, to the potential for unexpected budgets that are greater than the previous budget scaling. Estimated that lasts for a long time, coupled with significant damage, will force the government to implement short-term mitigation policies such as cheap market operation, setting a number of daily port necessities, to subsidize budgets to ensure that the price of basic necessities does not experience a sharp increase. I think that the government will going to be making a policy that is such as more money to create to make a better life, whether it's one of the factors that is difficult to project and has a significant impact on change in the face of the people's needs, and whether often figures some economic stability situation in a particular area.
Okay, and we have the government has the target for our economy, and how much are we delayed by the current situation in Indonesia? I mean, not only right now, but also if similar disaster happen again next year or in several months, how far are we going have to delay until we reach the targets set by the government?
Yeah, I think that the target for the economic growth will decrease in area about 4.4% to 4.8% in 2025. Of course, we have to concern that the government must do something right to make any mitigation policies in the future, because if the bad weather doing again, and then it repeat itself in the future, it is gonna be the bad situation for the economy, and then I think that inflation will be reached the highest level in 2025, in around for about maybe 2.5% until 3.5% in year on year.
Okay, so the government should be doing some action to prevent this, right, sir?
There are so many things that they can do, such as basically they can do something such as to effort minimize the adverse effects of extreme weather that disrupt distribution channel, subjugate the private community access such as traditional or modern markets, to budget policies to mitigate the disaster itself. Economic conditions in the country are relatively vulnerable to changes in extreme weather patterns that are very disruptive, even though they occur in the short term, especially in the impact causes economic activity to be paralyzed. That's it.
Okay, and so far with our government's efforts, we see the government not only helping the refugees to be safe in so many places, but also taking actions like in Puncak, they are destroying the buildings that are accused of causing the severe flood, not only in Jakarta, but also in Puncak. How do you see our government's effort? Is it good enough to make sure that the economy will still be running smoothly?
Yeah, I think this is less than enough, because helping the refugees, yeah, maybe we can save more lives, but after that, we have to do more things, to do more jobs, yeah, to make economic recovery. We need that economic recovery. So when we can do the economic recovery after the disaster, we can get more economic for the people, and then we can make the protection power of the people return to the normal situation.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Pak Gunawan, for for the insight, and we wish that the people once again will be more aware about the weather, and also hopefully the government will have the right measures to mitigate this weather situation so that our economy will not be going down along with the weather. Thank you very much, Ibu Ida, and also Pak Gunawan for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice
day. Alright, listener, that is our talk about the current weather situation in Indonesia and also how it affects our economy. And you can listen again to this to on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Gadis
Kukong is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. The musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage.
Voice of Indonesia.
www.voinews.id listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, still, you know, we have also wise words that would like to increase and even to give you such motivation. Yes, by sharing you about our wise word, this is also expected to make you have such a positive impact in doing your activities enthusiastically. Yes. Now this is from Ki Hajar Dewantara. Yes, our wise word is now from Ki Hajar Dewantara. He said, education is the most powerful weapon education in Indonesia. He was a free fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. Me. He is also known and criticism toward education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. And this made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Salah kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum. Lihat kita menari, bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Tawa kita sebut malam ini. Lepaskanlah semua segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tiba. Kata mereka bahwa kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari, bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi satu kita.
Malam ini akan membebaskan diri dari tegang beban setelah ku lalui hari yang melelahkan. Senyum senyam, kilau bintang, menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, kemisi alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua apa kata mereka. Kita sebut malam ini.
as being famous for the city of shrimp, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tali topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make tali topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. The coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 kilometers away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topeng, or known as Topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus
since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we sold that. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit community. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has taught far before Wulan Sari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought, even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tari topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tari topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tari topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih, Mbak ya. Ayo, Neng, belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java provincial government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
when we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariffs.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nari.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng until growing old expresses her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya Topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
I
pina.
Hope art and culture, particularly Topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Kadmini hoped the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level governments, especially districts, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve tari topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. Or PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of tari topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Aku tak mau buang-buang waktu percuma.
is Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes Kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kecak in order.
Here is the news. Indonesian Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology and Embassy of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Jakarta engaged discussions about potential university collaborations between the two nations. Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yuliarto stated that The Indonesian government discussed more on cooperation between universities in Indonesia and universities in Saudi Arabia. Juliarto made the statement following discussions with the ambassador of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to Indonesia, ASEAN and Timor-Leste, Faisal Abdullah Armodi, during their meeting at the Embassy of Saudi Arabia on Wednesday. Deputy Minister of National Development Planning Febrian Alpianto Rudiat has said that Indonesia has a good opportunity to offer storage services for emitted CO2 from overseas. According to a statement issued on Wednesday, he expounded that with competitive costs, Indonesia has a great opportunity to market its carbon storage capacity and make it a strategic sector. That's the news.
Saat kau maksiat dan kau bayangkan ajal mendekat, apakan kau buat? Kau takkan selamat, pasti dirimu habis dan tamat. Bukan ku sotaat sebelum terlambat, ayo sama-sama kita taubat. Dunia sesaat, awas kau tersesat, ingatlah masih ada akhirat. Astagfirullahaladzim. Ingat mati, ingat sakit, ingatlah saat kau sulit. Ingat, ingat hidup cuma satu kali. Berapa dosa kau buat, berapa kali maksiat. Ingat, ingat sobat, ingatlah akhirat. Cepat ucap astagfirullahaladzim. Pandanglah ke sana, lihat yang di sana, mereka yang terbaring di tanah. Bukankah mereka pernah hidup juga? Kita pun kan menyusul mereka. Astagfirullahaladzim. Ingat mati, ingat sakit, ingatlah saat kau sulit. Ingat, ingat sobat, ingatlah akhirat.
cap atap.